I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater with Jazz Set from WBGO NPR Music and the Newport Jazz Festival. Outdoors for Amir El Safar with his group Two Rivers and new music.
Thank you very much. Thank you all for being here on this gorgeous, hot, sunny day. I'm glad that this performance is a commission of a brand new piece that is, as of yet, untitled. I put the last notes to paper about 12 hours ago. You're witnessing something that's being birthed as we play and listen.
Amir El Safar is Two Rivers. His father is an Iraqi man who came to the United States via England, where he'd studied physics. Amir's mother met her husband when she was studying Spanish literature and went on to become a professor and psychologist. In 1977, Amir was born. He grew up near Chicago and as a child attended a Lutheran school. Then things began to happen. The Gulf War broke out in 1990 when he was in eighth grade, followed by the United Nations sanctions against Iraq. And Amir began to feel two cultures in his one body. Outside, they were in mortal conflict.
I feel like there's almost two streams going through my veins, of two bloodstreams, because I have two very distinct cultural backgrounds, and I feel like a lot of my life has been about reconciling.
Through the 90s, all Iraqis suffered, including Amir's father's family. Amir visited them there in 1993. Then, back in Chicago at DePaul University, he focused intently on classical trumpet, played jazz as well, and finally began to add new elements.
So around 2000, 2001 is when I started to really explore Arabic music and discovered all these Arab musicians that I didn't know before. And actually, the first gig I played was September 10th, 2001, believe it or not. And then I was having this elated feeling because I had never performed this music before. And then the next morning, of course, was 9/11.
After 9/11, Amir saw a narrow window to visit his relatives one more time.
Family members and others were saying, you know, Iraq is a very dangerous place now. They might think you're a spy. There might be an invasion. They might take you as a hostage. Nobody really knew.
He took winnings from two trumpet competitions, plus a grant and some of his own money, and set out for Morocco, then Iraq.
When I arrived and I saw 15 or more family members all waiting on the other side of the security, and then all of a sudden it went from being this like complicated question of visas and paperwork and is it safe, and all of a sudden it was family, and it was a direct human connection, and then I really lost it, and I broke into tears.
He stayed and studied traditional music, specifically the maqam tradition. He learned to play the ancient melodies on original instruments. Then, before the United States invaded, he left Iraq and traveled through the Middle East and Europe, and finally, in 2006, came home. That homecoming must have been a challenge. Amir El Safar calls his six-piece band Two Rivers for the Tigris and Euphrates, but the name hints as well at how the two systems, jazz and maqam, flow together. Maqam has its own modes and pitches, unfamiliar to our ears, and Amir El Safar plays them on the santur, or hammered dulcimer, and also on the trumpet. And he sings. We have pictures at jazzset.npr.org. El Safar is a pilgrim. His recent journey to the Middle East inspires the music ahead on Jazz Set in Surround Sound.
وهب الدهر لنا لذته وهب الدهر لنا لذته واسترد الدهر ما قد وهب
What a response! The Newport audience is on its feet. After only the first movement from Amir El-Safar and Two Rivers on Jazz Set.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That first tune is actually called The Great Dictator. The second tune, well, we don't know the title yet. Thank you. The tune actually does have a title. I remembered it now. That tune is called the Shab, which means the people.
The Shab comes from composer Amir El-Safar's traveling in 2012 and 13, including to Egypt, where he met people who are trying to hold on to their identity and to justice. His ensemble is Two Rivers, players from East and West under one tent. I'm Didi Bridgewater with jazzset.npr.org. The Newport Jazz Festival commissioned this work. The musicians are Tariq Abushi on oud and a hand drum, the dumbek; Zafir Tawil on bouzouk; Carlo DeRosa, bass; Ule Mathisen plays tenor saxophone.
Ule is from Norway. Tariq and Zafir, the bouzouk and oud player, are both Palestinian. The bass player, Carlo, is half Puerto Rican, half Italian. And then Nasheed Waits is African-American. His name is actually an Arabic word for energetic, which I think aptly describes him and his musicianship.
In Lebanon, Amir made music with players from Syria who had driven for hours to cross the border.
I was feeling a lot of pain inside of me and feeling a lot of empathy for the people that I had been meeting and encountering who were dealing with life and death questions. This felt very immediate and very powerful, and somehow the music was a way for me to like just express the feelings I was having.
He's working from experiences so intense that Amir no longer makes a conscious effort to draw in equal measure from traditional Iraqi music and jazz. He lets it flow.
However it manifests, it might be a maqam, it might be a particular rhythm, it might be a repeating pattern, it might be a texture, this is my palette, this is what I work with, and it's more personalized to my reflection on what I'm seeing, what I'm witnessing in the world.
This slower section is Poem, with Amir playing trumpet and singing at the santur. Then the bass leads into a churning movement, Fly Over Iraq.
Thank you.
We're with Two Rivers, bassist Carlo DeRosa and drummer Nasheed Waits. Composer Amir El Safar finished the music half a day ago. The band is digging in, and the audience at the Newport Jazz Festival sticking with them note for microtonal note. Now in surround sound on Jazz Set and jazzset.npr.org. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater.
Jazz Set receives support from the members of WBGO Jazz 88 in Newark, New Jersey, and WBGO.org, on air, online, and on your mobile device.
This last movement is Whirlwind, and no two performances will ever be the same. The players are looking at printed parts on their music stands, as composer Amir El Safar explains.
So this piece was in, I think it was 9 sections, and each one had 4 things going on. And the players have a choice of any of the 4, and they all add up to 15 beats. So during the rehearsals and after the performance was probably some of the best feedback I ever got from the musicians, where they just like felt really elated and really, oh man, when's the next gig? When can we do this? You know, a couple of them came up to me and just like really want to keep exploring it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Carlo De Rosa on the bass. Nasheed Waits on drums. Ule Matisen on the tenor saxophone. Tariq Abushi on buzuk. Dafir Tawil on the oud and tabla. My name is Amir El-Safar. This is the Two Rivers Ensemble.
This composition was commissioned by the 2013 Newport Jazz Festival. Supporting new music is part of the mission of the Newport Festival's foundation to expand the repertoire and grow and develop with the times. With generous funding from the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, which also funds Jazz Set. And we thank them. The live recording is by WBGO's David Talixson. Surround sound mix by Jazz Set's Duke Marcos. Producer, Becca Pulliam. Executive producer, Josh Jackson. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater, inspired by the new music and amazing bands. Come listen again at jazzset.npr.org.